council housing. Just so you know, we record conversations so we can investigate and resolve customer complaints, resolve issues raised by customers, and monitor the quality of our services. For further details of our data use and your rights, please refer to our privacy statement online. Please choose from the following two options.
Good morning, Enfield Council Housing. Sandra speaking. How can I help you?
How are you doing? Is it possible to speak to Michael, please, to help my housing estate neighbourhood team manager?
What's your postcode?
Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, mm-hmm. Quebec.
And your door number? 109. Do you know what his
surname
is?
I just know that he's new in the offices, and I think that he took over Sarah Fletcher's place, or Jeffrey O'Mann's place, possibly.
Alright, let me have a look. Can you just confirm your name, please?
Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
And your contact telephone number?
0208-245-7454. Or the number that I'm calling from.
Alright, okay. Right, let me find out
your name in the office, sir. Does Dawn Allen still work in the offices?
Sorry?
Does Dawn Allen?
Not as far as I know.
She's left the company. Jackie Gubby?
Yes. I think they've left as well.
Dion Grant?
To be honest, I'd have to check on the link. I wouldn't know, because we're in a different office. Because it's customer services, so...
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
Right, let's have a look. So that's Bernquart. Michael Adu Germfree. Okay. Will he know what it's regarding?
He should do, in the back of his head. He isn't managing his caseloads correctly with fair processing. He's on the 8th, he's okay, just on the 8th, on the 15th of the 8th, I won 3 cases against the Enfield County Court, against the Enfield Council. The judge ordered that I get a light for 2-bedroom house, and with back garden, front garden and everything. The paperwork went over to the Enfield Council solicitor firm. They've signed it and sent it over to my solicitor firm. We've all agreed it and sent it over to them on the 8th or the 15th. So this was an emergency transfer. Now, somehow they started to boycott the situation, and they've said, okay, the next annual general meeting is on the 28th of the 8th. They said that'll be 15 days in time. It's going to take them a bit longer to sort things out. So the next annual general meeting will be on the 9th, the end of the 9th. So I must wait to the end of the 9th. I said this is an emergency transfer. Judge has ordered it, and it's for my safety. And that you shouldn't be treating it as an annual general meeting. You should treat it as such as what it's classed as. They pushed it over to the 9th anyway. I allowed for that to happen in the end because I didn't have much options. They've held a secret meeting which I'm not allowed to attend in the Civic Centre. I phoned up there to try and get them to go to the boardroom meeting. I wasn't allowed to go on the 9th. End of the 9th month. Now, no one has contacted me back since then. I'm now in the 17th of the 10th, and this was ordered for the transfer to happen on the 8th and 15th of the 8th. And I feel that negligence is taking part now on his role, because he understands my caseload and I've won the cases, I'm in the right, and that they have no reason to treat me the way that I'm being treated by them. I've had to build a website which shows all of the past workers that I just referred to, which is called Horrific Corruption. And I can. Do you have Google available to you by any chance?
No, I don't. not at the moment.
No, but do none of you in the office? Because I don't turn it on otherwise, because otherwise the damage it can cause to everyone's lives. But I can turn it on and just let you lot see into it for half an hour so you can have a look at what's actually going on here. They falsified a possession order, which can be proved because of the timestamps that the council did. Then they falsified another injunction order, which I've won. They also falsified an ASBO on me before anything started. And the ASBO's missing all of the signatures of the people that through the victim. It says that white people committed the crime. I'm not even white. At the time these parties were going on, I never threw them. So I copied the Facebook profiles of the people that threw the parties, which proves that I'm not the organiser of these events. Plus, there's the timestamps to the police's call centre go back, because they made up the paperwork and set me up, and they kept setting me up. So I've made all brand new PDF books and made all new websites, took all the emails. There was 500 emails that went to your departments and the MPs before anything happened. And they caused a sex scandal as a smokescreen in my name, when me and my partner have never argued. I never hurt my partner, and have endangered my life and endangered her life and endangered a young sibling's life, and none of us are happy about what they've done. We've got all the clinics recordings at the time on our phone, up on the website. We've got everything to protect ourselves, to prove the truth of what's really happened here, and we just want someone to pay attention. They're trying to, they're just saying that the last case, the judge knew he was in trouble, and that I could prove that the timestamps were wrong for the council, and that Lemmy and Nubis, the new person who started the company, had copied and pasted all of the stuff, because I told him about the time limitation at 1980 on the phone. Like, I asked him, can you go into the computer please, in the recording that I was recording, and he said, yeah, I'll go into the computer and check the date of the last claimant that said anything about me. And he checked and he goes, oh, that's 6 months ago. So I said, oh, the time limitation act to that. And he was trying to force me for a meeting at the civic centre, and I was saying, look, you can't force me for a meeting, not a police officer. He's saying, well, if you don't come for this meeting, I'm going to put a possession order in. So he copied and pasted like three claimants' claims out, and he made 31 claims, then went for injunction orders. He's lived in the court with the company credit card trying to kill me like he's an assassin since he started the company. And I can prove that so easy. Do you not have Google available?
No, not at the moment. But what I will do is, it says here that his line is busy, so I'm going to send him an email to ask him to call.
He had an email yesterday, and he had an email about 2 days ago, and I've had all the employees sending him emails already, and he's not contacting me back. Now it's the 17th, and I'm left suffering because of him not following protocol to what a judge has ordered and what has been signed by solicitors, and what's under his company mandate. Under his company reference alone, it says that he must deal with things efficiently and in a timely manner with fair process, and he isn't doing so. As you can see by the dates now that I'm phoning, the 17th and the 10th. Well, I'm going to leave it to yourself, madam, to make another call, another email to him. And I might try again a bit later on this afternoon, about 2 o'clock, just after lunch, if that's okay with yourselves.
Yeah, that's and then, fine.
If not, we'll continue tomorrow. Okay,
well, in the meantime, I'll send an email to you.
I'll appreciate it. You have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.